Hi, this is Ariana returning your call from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I was trying to find out some information because, I got the, the confirmation number, but I have not received any items, so I'm trying to get an update.
Yes, ma'am. You said you did what now?
I have a confirmation number.
If you could provide me with your zip code, ma'am, I could look you up at it.
Okay. The zip code is 29726.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Tasha Herrera.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here, ma'am. Can you verify the address we have on file?
1235 West Chapel Road, McConnell, South Carolina, 29726.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while the account load up. And you say you're calling in today about when you're going to receive a product?
Yeah, I placed the order on October 29th. You guys have taken $695 out my account, then another $70, and I haven't received anything.
Yes, ma'am. They haven't shipped it out yet. Well, all my insurance is it haven't been shipped out yet. It was an entry to win the pallet can come with iPads. It can come from, it could be anything they decide they want to put in a big pallet that's going to be shipped out to you, ma'am. Multiple items. It also lets you know in the terms and conditions that you're going to get billed 2 days later for that. A couple days later for that. Stating that they're going to bill you again to boost your chances of winning to 50% of the pallet. So would you...
Okay, so I'm confused. So you charged me $7, and then you charged me another $70, and then you tell me you're going to charge me some more money?
No, ma'am, that's not what I said. They charge you $695, and they charge you $68.89.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two charges you're going to get billed for the pallet.
Okay, but there's... But
now, Hello, ma'am. Have you already talked to someone here already?
No, I haven't. That's why I was trying to find out an update, because this is the first time I've actually called trying to find an update of when I'm supposed to be getting this item, this pallet.
Okay, let me see, ma'am. You say your name is Tasha at 1235 Chapel Road, McAllen, South Carolina? Okay, ma'am, let me see something, because it's not. Okay, ma'am, the account information that you just provided with me, you said the $68.89, it shows that it has been refunded to you. Why, I don't know. And your account has been closed out, so I don't know if that's the reason why you haven't received it or not.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out, because now I'm being recharged again, so that's why I'm confused as hell.
I know. I can't see the additional charge, ma'am. I only can see the one that's already been taken care of. Did you try to do a dispute with your bank or anything?
Yeah, I did a dispute with my bank, and then they credited back my money, and then they recharged my money again, so that's why I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Because that's what I was trying to find out, because I was like, maybe you guys shipped it to me, and that's what I was trying to find out, because if you ship me the item, then I'll pay for it, not a big deal. But took my money and I didn't even know, and then I haven't got any response of when it's being shipped or anything.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm trying to look at it, see what's going on.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, are you there?
Yep.
And I'm still here, okay? I'm just still looking over. I just wanted to check in and let you know that I am looking over your account.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. Like I said, I didn't, when I disputed, I didn't realize, you know, it was for this item here. So my bank gave me a temporary credit on it, but then they recharged it. So it basically gave the money back to you guys. So that's why I'm like, wait a second here. Let me figure this out. And then I realized about this account. That's why I was like, oh, let me try this.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, as I looked over your account, ma'am, when you entered into the chance to win the pallet, correct? For the $6.95 guaranteed to pay the shipping and handling?
I'm sorry, do what?
On October the 29th, when you agreed for the chances to win the pallet for the $6.95?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. When you agreed to that, whether you read the terms and conditions listed at the bottom or not, whether you understand it or not, when you enter your card information and your personal information, it made the $6.95 and whatever they listed in their terms and conditions a valid charge.
Yeah, which is fine, but I'm still waiting for the item.
Yes, ma'am. See, the thing about that is it was an entry to win the item. So when you did the dispute with your bank before calling and canceling it out, your bank going to automatically give you a credit, but your bank is also going to reach out to us or look for their self to see is this a valid charge. So on my end, it shows that it been refunded. So yes, the bank gave you the credit of it, but they're probably taking it back out because it was a valid charge. So with that, you have to literally call your bank because I have no control over giving you the money back on that because it states that it has already been given to you, and it also states that your account has already been closed out due to your bank doing the dispute.
Okay, that's what I was just trying to find out because I was trying to see if you guys were sending me something or what was going on. So I was like, let me call you guys first before I call my bank. Okay,
yes,
I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye.